As a church family, we are called to be in the community. We are called to be like Jesus, to go into these places. So wherever you are in already, and sometimes for those of us who have made the choice to live here, that's a very physical thing about this community, but where has God called you to live? Where has God called you to work? Where has God called you to have relationship? Because wherever you are, that is your in. But we're not just called, and we're not just tasked by God to be in that community, we're also tasked to be for that community. So what does the word for mean? What does the word for mean? Oh, it's tricky. It is tricky, Emma. What is the word for? It's a bit confusing, isn't it? This is our vision statement. This is our mission. We need to know what it's all about. So what does it mean to be for the community? What do you think, Ryan? Do you think it means you have to be for to be in the community? It means helping the community. It does. It means helping them. To be for the community is to help, to add something to their life, to add something to their experience of being part of the community, their experience of being a friend of yours, a family member of yours, a school friend of yours, a work colleague of yours. Do you think you add value to the people around you? Yeah, Magda does. She's like, yeah, I'm there. Do you know what? We have this incredible, amazing truth, this thing in us that makes us joyful. We know Jesus. We know God's love for us. Does that make you joyful? Some very English joyfulness going on around here. By our love for God, by the joy that he's put in us, our presence around other people should be value added to their experience of life. If we are to be in the community, then there's no point being in the community if we're going to be miserable. There's no point being in the community if we're going to not bring much joy. I don't mean that in a self-indulgent way. Our purpose in being in the community, whatever that looks like for you, is to bring Jesus, is to bring God's love, is to bring God's kingdom. And every single one of us is important in doing that. We here are one family. We are the family of God at New Hope. And every single person counts in that. Every single person can bring joy to the people that God has led you to be in community with, in relationship with. So it doesn't matter how useless you think you are. It doesn't matter what your talents or what your skills are. Every single one of us, because we are loved by God, can share that love with others. It can be that simple. As a church, we feel really called by God to do practical things to demonstrate that love. And so what we do midweek, now most of you guys come on Sunday mornings and we hope that you feel loved. Our purpose as a church is to love one another well. And then when we're loved well, we can love other people outside the church well as well. That's too many wells, but you know what I mean. Our purpose as a church is not just Sunday mornings. That is a wonderful blessing, encouragement, I hope, for all of you. But our purpose as a church is to add value to the life and experience, to add Jesus to the life and experience of this community specifically. That's why the building is here, and that's why we use our building. And so what we do midweek, all the different groups that we run, are about adding something good, doing something good, being proactive as a church to run groups. So we do toddlers groups on Mondays and Wednesdays in the morning. Those are an amazing ministry. There are so many mums, dads, carers, grandparents, other people who come along during the week and have a really positive experience of this church building and of this church community. We run Kids Zone, an after-school club on Thursdays, where about 25 kids, mostly from EP Collier, come over. We play games. We do lots of fun stuff. We do a Bible story. We do crafts. We give them a drink and a biscuit each. Only one.
No way.
Well, we try to make it only one. It's a bit like church. There's no biscuits today. Sorry, sweetheart. Yeah, no, I know. We do a youth club, which has been on Saturday nights, but Abby is going to be taking Saturday as her day off, and so we're moving them to Friday nights. We do a youth club, which predominantly about, again, somewhere between 12 and 15 teenagers from the local area that don't come to church, whose families don't come to church, come to that youth club. We want to add something of God's kingdom, God's love for them into their lives. Those fortnightly games and youth club sessions do that. We as a church family run so many things during the week, but it's not just about what we as a church family do. What do you do individually? When you go into your workplaces, what can you do on a practical level to demonstrate? Is it just about making a cup of tea for your colleagues in the morning? Or is there more that you can do to demonstrate God's love for them? To live out the kingdom of God by the values by which you operate? By being loving, gracious, forgiving. Do people actually recognize, do they notice that perhaps you don't swear? Perhaps you are a generous person. Perhaps you are a kind and compassionate person. Perhaps you offer to pray for your colleagues or your friends at school or other things. What are the ways in which you are practically, proactively doing good in the place that God has put you? We as a church do that collectively together in the different groups that we run. And we're going to do some praying about those things in just a few minutes. We're going to wander around and you can see some of the groups that we run and pray for them. But I really want to encourage you to think and to reflect for yourselves. What is it that God is saying to you? So that you can get involved in things that we're doing as a church, because we can't run these groups if we don't have enough volunteers and helpers to run them, particularly Remix, our youth club. We're really struggling for volunteers. If you might be able to offer one Friday night a month, please do speak. And to Abby when she arrives, or to me, or to Gav, who's already one of the volunteers, that would be great. And Titch, but I don't think Titch is here today. There are many other things, groups that we run in during the week that are all about trying to do that proactive, reaching out to share God's love, to share the hope that we have. We have this incredible hope. We have a certainty. We believe in life after death. We believe in a God who has the power to heal, a God who has the power to do incredible things in this world, to change the world, to make it a better place. Do we live like people who believe those things? Do we have that kind of impact as a church and as individuals? Let's allow God to really spur us on. This is our vision. This is what we're about at New Hope. Whether it's as a church, midweek, in this community, or wherever you go out into your week, how is God calling you to live out that vision, to be incarnational, to meaningfully be present with the people God has put you amongst? And how is he calling you to be proactively doing good, building, adding good into other people's lives? So now what we're going to do is we're going to take about 5 or 10 minutes. You'll see around the room there are various stations of prayer. We're going to need to move the chairs. We put out enough chairs so that people could have somewhere to sit for the most part of the service. But if you can just move them into the middle, and then we can wander around, and hopefully the musicians will play for a few minutes so that we've got some quiet background music. But there's lots of things, and there are pens and pencils. If you want to write anything on the cards, if when you pray about something, you might want to stay at one thing, and maybe that's a thing that you're involved in, you really want to pray for that one thing, then pray for that one thing. If you want to wander around and see what the different things are and pray for 30 seconds at each one, do that as well. But this is a way of us being aware of all the different things that go on during the life of the church midweek, but also a way in which we are prayerfully saying to God, we want to do more, whether that's something. And there's one card that just says other things, and you could write on that the stuff that you feel God is saying to you to do at work, or where you live, or where you feel that God is prompting you to be more proactive in being incarnational and doing good to build up God's kingdom there. So let's turn to physical prayer. If you can move the chairs first, that would be great. And then we can move around a little bit.